Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Wednesday. May is winding down. We're at May 27th. It is 6:06. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
EMC's early morning crew, good morning to you as well. Hopefully you had a great rest of your Tuesday, whether you're working third shift, or you're waking up early, or getting ready to work out, or drop the kids off at sports, however you were listening. We appreciate that. Dodging some rain today. We're going to see temperatures around 78 degrees. The rest of the week, at least it's dry, but it is in the 60s. And I'm glad because this week, you know, Mentor is done with school and my daughter is kind of like graduating her elementary school, which is, you know, emotional for everybody. But they make sure to have about 64 parties on that day. I think that she's going to have right? things to do from 7 in the morning until midnight where it's, let's go to school, and then there is, you know, a clap out. And then there is, like, the kindergarten crew that she was in. They want to go to Froyo. And then there's some party in the park. And then I think there is another party in the park. And then I think they go knitting. I mean, I don't even know what's happening. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the show Friday. There's so many events.
I can't believe you don't have to,
going to sixth graders.
Leave early or anything. My kids are both graduating from their schools this year, too, and moving up. And, I mean, I don't remember doing all this when I was a kid, but like every time they go to a new school, there's a whole graduation ceremony. And then, like you said, there's a party and then there's a friend get together after the party. And I mean, it's a lot. It is.
My daughter
is good for the kids. It's awesome.
She was like, what time are we going to the park Thursday? So what park? What do you mean park? Don't you clap out? And I get to tradition with the kindergartners and they've become really good friends over time. I think they like to go to Froyo on that last day, you know, right there. It's on 6:15 in Mentor. And I understand all of that, but I was like, what part? You clap out. You're done. You clap out.
Yeah, you clapped out.
Out.
Done.
We'll see you next year.
She's got a social.
They're not going to Germany.
They have to reminisce on the school year and get ready for next year. She's not?
I don't think so.
Oh,
maybe she is.
I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on.
It's an excuse to hang out with friends.
Oh, that's tomorrow. I'm thinking Thursday. My days are still all messed up.
Oh, yeah.
That's tomorrow.
You are busy tomorrow.
I will be nowhere near my phone. I might not be here Friday. I might not have lunch or dinner. I'm just going to have froyo. All day I'm going to have froyo.
Right.
All right, let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I will have a tough decision tomorrow, though.
Which is?
Froyo. And I'm curious what your choice would be. We'll get to that coming up after Dead Guy in the Envelope. But we have to kick off the show.
Yeah, we need one guess. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
216-343-1021. EMC's, what's your guess today? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Gina, how are you?
I'm doing real well. How are you?
Doing well. Gonna hit some fro-yo tomorrow. I was mispronouncing it.
Were you, though? Or am I mispronouncing it?
Fro-yo. You're
I've
right.
Always
I'm not
said
saying it right.
Froyo.
I never say anything correctly.
I feel like Tim says Froyo.
We would love your guess, though. You are the original OG correct guesser for Dead Guy in the Envelope. What do you have for us today?
All right. How about the most famous person buried within 20 minutes of Mentor?
Ooh.
Chef Boyardee.
That is a great guess. It's not Chef Boyardee.
Buried where?
He's in All Souls at Chardon.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Gina knows all. I did not know that.
That's amazing.
Buried in a can in the ground?
Don't. You can't.
I can't ask questions. I didn't know that.
Feels wrong.
Okay. I apologize. Thank you, Gina. Tough decision tomorrow. That's next. Froyo. Am I saying it wrong? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Froyo.
I just, every time you say it, and I mean, you've said it for years, because I feel like you've always taken your daughter there, or you...
There's daddy, like daughter day. We love going
Yeah. So like, and I've never said anything about it. I'm like, maybe I say it wrong, but I feel like you're reading it like a word, like froyo. Like
if so,
And then there's froyo.
So they serve frozen yogurt. That place. Froyo.
That place.
Froyo. Froyo! However you want to pronounce it.
Is it actually called froyo? Froyo?
Yeah.
Froyo. Say it again how you say it.
Froyo yogurt.
How do you say it?
Froyo.
Froyo.
All right, how do you say it? Let me know, AMC, as we're friends here. So my difficult question is, I love chocolate. Like, I love whether it's cookies and cream or chocolate or anything else. See, but do you go with that? But sometimes, I don't know what they have there, they have that pineapple Dole Whip.
And they Jen, do?
And sometimes it's like a mango that you can get. You know how you can get, like, the swirl of the two It is.
Oh, wait. I thought you could only get that at Disney.
No, they, well, and I don't know if they have it all the time. I'm not there enough to be able to speak to that, but when they do. And then, because, you know, that's the best, one of the best parts is then you can choose these toppings and they have these little containers of toppings, you know, that you can do and they weigh it and it's an entire thing, right? So then, but then I get confused because I don't, what do you put on top of the pineapple Dole Whip?
Nothing.
That's good. It's just
nothing.
Pure goodness.
I think you just eat that straight up. Yeah. You don't put anything on top of
that. I don't want to put fruit. I don't want to do that because I don't
love
that.
Whipped cream maybe it would be the only thing.
Yeah. That's
the part
right.
Because I feel like that is, oh my gosh, I want to drive to Mentor. Is that in Mentor?
Yeah, it's on 615.
The pineapple Dole Whip is like one of the most delicious things in the world.
And it tastes just like it. When I go to Vegas, there's a couple of places that will serve that either by the pool or part of a buffet. They will have this Dole Whip. And it's just, I mean, if you've had it, you've had it. I don't even know how to describe the pure pineapple taste of the
Dole Whip. Yeah, it's like so fresh pineapple-y, but there's like some kind of creaminess to it, right? Like a...
you're making it. Now I hate it.
Do you? Yeah. Did I make it weird?
Creamy. I'm going chocolate.
It's not,
Never mind. It's not
as like thin as a pineapple citrus. You know what I mean? Like
it's
there's like
dense,
a dense,
kind of a dense pineapple.
Something.
You know what? I kind of want to vomit.
Okay.
Can I have one person call and tell me how you say the word froyo? Because I want to see if I'm how far off I am. And I'm not going to say it again. We can't say it on the air again. I just need
All right, let's just see.
Yeah. I know you're busy. Okay. I understand. But we're a tight-knit group here. 216-343-1021. How do you pronounce it? That's next. Froyo. Oh, man. This is the worst. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. They're never advertising now.
No. First of all, I feel like you love them a lot. I've heard, over the years, I've heard you say it weird, different, unique in a unique way. And I've never said anything to you about it right up until today. Oh. For some reason, I decided to ask you how you say it. And
now they can't be part of the Scoop Squad. That is a prerequisite. I need to be able to pronounce it.
Yeah, I know.
So I need to stick with, you know, Scoops and some other things.
Maybe we just don't do the yogurt, the frozen yogurt. Because
I'm going there tomorrow. I don't care. I just won't pronounce it.
No,
so, hey, kids, you want to go to a place on 615 that has a place you can choose your things? You can take your toppings?
Oh, man. This is the worst.
All right, Beth. Good morning to you.
Hi, Sim. It's Bridget. How are you?
Hey, Bridget. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So I'm mispronouncing froyo. I need you to help me out.
It's froyo. I know the owner. His name is Ed.
Yeah, everybody says he's a great guy. He's always there when I'm there. I'm assuming that's the guy.
Yes, he's a great guy. I work with his girlfriend. It's called froyo. You're saying it correctly.
Oh.
I don't know. She is saying
time to
it.
Go.
Wait a minute.
Time to go.
You're saying
I love this call.
You're saying it different than he's saying it. Tell her how you say it.
Froyo.
That's exactly how I say it. He says froyo.
Yeah, I don't think I'm saying it correctly.
It's just froyo.
As long as they take my money tomorrow when I'm there, that's all I care about. Thank you, Ed.
It's 60 degrees in Eastlake, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Don't be mad at me for doing this story. The New York Knicks are in the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. And that's a big deal. This, of course, is they swept the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, they will now play either...
But we just got a DM. Hold on. Who cares? Oh, thank you, Ed.
Well, I thought it was kind of a big deal.
We know that they moved on. They beat us. That's how they moved on. Oh, this is too soon.
But don't we care?
This is like somebody breaking up with you, and then all of a sudden we're all over socials.
Well, I waited today.
They're going out.
To like talk about that it's exciting.
Good time. Dressed
up.
Without anything else you want to talk about? I don't know. Something else you want to talk about? The Guardians losing too? Does that make you feel a little bit better?
Not this time. No, let's talk about something good. Lakewood High School baseball team making history. They finished the regular season undefeated at 25-0. That's a big deal, right?
That is a great deal. Yes, 25-0. I was replying to my Froyo messages. Sorry, I was half listening. These people crushing me.
Your what messages?
Froyo. Reminds me, I got to check my sub pump.
I still don't think you're...
and my espresso.
I don't think you're exactly right on that one. Still a little bit of an issue there.
If they don't let me in tomorrow, I'm blaming everybody. I just try to go in and get some froyo. Nick, sir?
Sir, you need to be able to pronounce it before we can give you the toppings. I need you to exit.
Just take a pause in the middle of the word.
Okay. I just get excited.
Okay. All right. So, Lakewood High School baseball team, 25-0. They're the only unbeaten high school baseball team left in Ohio. They play Rhodes today in the Ocean.
Where's Rhodes?
I'm not sure where Rhodes is. Do you know? It's spelled R-H-O-D-E-S.
And I think that's Rhodes.
Full disclosure, I literally just said to Tim before we went on the air, please don't ask me where Rhodes is. I don't know.
You've been crushing me for 30 minutes, so I thought I would just bring it back around.
I don't know why you're mad at me that you say something wrong.
I don't know why you're mad at me that you don't know where Rhodes is located.
I'm mad that you asked when I asked you not to ask until I had time to look it up.
It is going to be a day.
I don't like it. Rhodes. Are you looking at it? I tried a quick Google and I couldn't find it, so I didn't have time.
And so Cleveland? I don't know where it's at.
Who knows where Rhodes is? Please let us know.
Andy Baskin does. 216-343-1021. He'll know where it's at.
Do I have to do a third thing? Okay. Summer is actually going to feel longer this year. There's a weird calendar quirk since Memorial Day fell on its earliest possible date, which was May 25th, and Labor Day lands on its latest possible date, September 7th. We're getting what feels like a 106-day summer.
Well, hello, traitor. That's coming up at 7:10. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, otherwise known as Producer Stevie. I cannot believe you.
Welcome to the Cool Kids Club.
First of all, that is not the Cool Kids Club.
Yes, it is.
Is the furthest from the Cool Kids Club. Cool Kids are going at nice 9 o'clock at night.
Not
rolling out.
It's too late.
There's Stevie.
Excited to talk about this major change in Stevie's life.
Believe this. And also Listener Dan. I was getting DMs from Listener Dan doing the same thing.
Love it.
That's at 7:10. What do we have next for Stevie on the socials there, Stevie?
There is a viral dessert all over my For You page. Everyone's making this. I think we're going to have to make it.
I would like to have that Friday.
Or we can travel and get the real one. You guys are up for it.
You can make the purchase?
I'm
wondering. Yeah, because I don't know.
What's in New York City?
Oh, it is? They owe us this. After what the Knicks did to us, they owe us this.
Okay.
I mean, it won't happen.
Will they ship it here?
They will not.
I mean, we can make our own, but we can go there and get it.
Maybe that's the case. See you on the socials. Do you know what it is? You want to know next?
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a viral dessert. People are calling it a TikTok dessert. It's just basically a cake. It's called the dot cake. If you haven't seen it, it's...
Well, I can describe it.
Probably. probably would be delicious. They're calling it a personal cake parfait is how people explain it. And it all started in this place in New York City at a market called Butterfield Market. And they came in this little cup and it's like this delicious cake thing. And I guess when you go there, you can get your choice of chocolate, red velvet, or funfetti. And you pack into the small circular container, kind of like your froyo container.
Yeah, froyo. Mm-hmm.
Just like that. And then they add a vanilla buttercream like layer on top and then dip it into sprinkles, like the little tiny dot ones. That's how it gets the name dot cake. They give you a spoon and you just dig in. So obviously not everybody is in New York to try it. So people are making their own. You just get like the funfetti cake mix. Everyone knows that stuff's great. You put it on your own little jar or cup, whatever you want. Put the cream on it, the frosting, dip it in your sprinkles.
Cream it up.
And you're good to go. Get a spoon, and you just eat it like
how can that possibly be bad?
It's a slice of cake in a cup, though, right? Like,
yeah, it's just like the fun way to eat it.
It's the fun way to eat it that's gone viral. Yeah. I mean, it's not like people aren't like raving about their recipe, right? Like, it's more like, oh, this is so cute. And look at, I've seen some people on TikTok holding up the jar of sprinkles, like the circle, the dot sprinkles. Like, hello, you can go to like your local grocery store and buy these.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I know. It's not the
same. And it's not the same if you eat it just as a slice. Like we've all done that. It's, I don't know. TikTok latches on to these little things that we all spend our money on and then you realize we're waste. But I would love a cake in a cup.
Didn't mean to interrupt, but for the people that don't know, what's the size of that? Like it's clearly bigger than a cupcake, but it's not a, you know,
just like a froyo cup.
It is like one of the, okay, is that small.
Yeah, they're not big.
Had froyo before, Tim? You know what that size is?
Froyo, absolutely.
You've been talking about it, so I figured.
Which flavor would you go with? What were the three flavors? Red velvet, funfetti, and there was a third, a chocolate maybe?
Yeah, chocolate. Pretty much everyone on TikTok's just doing funfetti.
Yeah.
But if you go to the place, I mean,
you can choose your frosting too, or no?
It just says vanilla buttercream.
Vanilla buttercream. Feels sweet. Especially with all those dots.
You wouldn't like that? I think that, it makes it look very, very cool. But that's a lot.
A lot of
I love it.
Frosting.
A nice crunch.
A nice
crunch. Oh, people like the crunch of the dot.
Yes, because they're so small that it's not overpowering.
Yeah. Maybe you've seen them. Maybe you've had them. 216-343-1021. Producer Stevie, The traitor. That's in 10 minutes. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Seems dramatic.
I thought we were friends.
That feels dramatic.
I can't believe
it. I'm so proud of you.
Happened.
I can't wait to talk about this. So proud of you, Stevie.
I cannot believe this.
Don't look at her like that.
It's just mild disappointment. I can't believe this happened.
I just feel like maybe you need to try it.
No,
since everybody else is.
I don't even understand why it's a thing.
Everybody else is.
You can try it. Try it out. See what you think.
Because
I don't think Jen's going to love my opinion on it.
Wait a minute. What?
She doesn't know this part yet.
No!
Just because I did it doesn't mean I liked it.
Okay. We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah,
then.
It is. It'll.
No.
That part will be
no.
pretty amazing. But I don't know. I should, you know. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Wednesday morning to you. Yes, the boarding passes continue, getting you qualified to board Flight 102. Get out of here and go to Jamaica. My wife has been listening to Bob Marley and all the music we listen to every time I come home.
That's awesome.
I listen to it. I think I'm like, she's still all in. Which I get. It was an unbelievable trip. We've already sent one couple, if you will, to a Sandals or Beaches resort of your choice on Jamaica. In Jamaica, it's going to be amazing. 922 is your first boarding pass. I cannot believe that producer Stevie is team Jen.
I am delighted.
On this particular instance. In all seriousness, I'm shocked. I didn't think this was going to be a thing. I did not think that this was up to something that producer Stevie would ever do, to be perfectly honest.
Never in a million years. Never in a million years. But then when I got her text over the weekend that went to both of us, I squealed with delight.
I dropped my phone. Delight.
I believe it.
I dropped my phone. Thank goodness I was in the back. I couldn't believe it.
I don't even think.
You have to be kidding me.
I'm not even sure we can read your response on the air.
Yeah, we can't read
that. We'll just avoid that.
We won't read the response.
Right.
But
you were mad.
She's a traitor. I mean, there's.
She is not.
I don't know how else to put this.
No, she's not.
I can't.
She's smart.
Believe this is a thing.
She's very intelligent.
What in the world did Stevie do 3 minutes away? So, Stevie, what did you do? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
I went to a movie.
Oh, okay. You went to a movie.
That's so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What time of day was this movie?
10:40.
10:40!
Matinee!
A.M.
More yes. like 11:15 by the time it started.
Why are those so long? That'd be an entirely different topic. Why it's still 40 minutes after the fact.
Stevie, I love going to matinees. It is the best. And now tell me how great it was, because obviously you go to the movie, you see your 10:40 movie, and then you exit the film, and it's daylight, and you have your whole day ahead of you. Was it not the best?
You basically just woke up.
Yeah, I usually sleep
in
on the weekends. I'm not really a morning person.
Uh-huh.
So I did, yes, exactly. I woke up, went straight there.
How wonderful. Get that day started with some fun.
Is a matinee less expensive than, let's say, a movie at 7 p.m.? I really don't know.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh, it
but
is.
I mean, not...
It should be because nobody is going
like
to.
Half, right? It's not
no.
half, but I mean, it's.
The tickets for the evening, we were going to do the evening before, but it was a Friday and I was tired because, you know, we work early. So I was like, no, let's just go tomorrow. But we were busy. So I'm like, the only time we had was 10:40. And I'm like, you know what? I have to do it. Jen says it's great.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do it.
Yes.
And instead of the ticket being like $16.50, which I thought was insane.
Right.
It was like $13.50.
Okay, so you do save a chunk of change. So that's a positive thing of the matinee. Mm-hmm. I don't think I realize that, other than having to basically eat cereal and then go to the
Yeah, it might be the
movie.
Only good thing about it.
Did you get some popcorn while you were there? Have a nice breakfast.
Yeah, I did get popcorn and Coke Zero, which was $10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you weren't happy about that.
The text message is about that Coke Zero.
Very upset about the Coke Zero.
At $10 price point.
And
there's a lot of ice. A lot of ice.
A fountain drink should not be $10.
That's a lot.
That's
a lot. So just in general, now that you love matinees, I am so happy. Welcome to the club.
I loved it. I just said I went to it.
Oh. Did you hear that? So she went at 10:40, hashtag 11:15 by the time. But what is her review? She hasn't given us a review. She went.
There are some cons.
There are
some
cons because it's that early in the morning. Well, I mean.
10:40.
That's so
early.
Man,
that is, first first of all,
in California, that's 7:40. That is so early in the morning.
I'm in the California
and ridiculous.
Time zone.
We're
I feel.
Not right. in California.
In my brain, I am, Jen. In my brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way too early.
Wait a minute.
10:40.
I was excited about this.
Leave the house at 10.
I don't like that there are cons. Well, your
there
con is
cons.
The Coke Zero for $10.
There's a couple cons.
Okay.
That's
so
just a movie thing in
that's
general.
That's just a movie thing in general. Absolutely. $10? What else is wrong? What are the cons of a matinee?
Like
the cons of a matinee. I hope we have time for all these next. If you're just joining us, it's the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Producer Stevie admitting she went to a matinee. What time was that matinee?
10:40 a.m.
10:40. Just
late.
Woke up, rolling out. What time you got to leave for the 10 o'clock? 10:15 to get there. Oh, so early in the morning.
That's early.
That is not early
not
when
early.
I wake up, usually at 10 on a Saturday. So I literally woke up and immediately went to the movie theater. And the issue with that is I was at the movie and halfway through fell asleep.
Fell asleep at so
Stevie!
Early.
Stevie!
Because the body
I'm
clock
sorry.
Is off timing. Who goes to see a movie that early?
It's
nobody.
Dark. Always. I was
fell
still in sleep mode.
Asleep, snoring, drooling
Stevie!
Into her popcorn. There's Coke Zero all over the place.
What?
That's her experience at
now,
the matinee.
I blame the movie on that. What movie did you see?
I went to see Devil Wears Prada 2.
Great movie from all
great.
Accounts.
It was so good. And it had.
I can't blame
I
the
do
movie.
Fall asleep How do
you know?
Easily.
So good.
Well, the parts you saw.
I didn't sleep for the whole thing. That's how you know it was good. Like, if it was really bad, I would have slept the entire time. It was just, like, you know, the middle. It was just like.
Like how many minutes? Was it like 30 minutes you slept or like
no,
a 5-minute
like,
doze off?
I think maybe like 10. There were some snoring, apparently. But, you know, what are you going to do?
She's snoring at the matinee. It's the worst time to see a movie. Who's seeing a movie that early in the morning? And all
I am.
Don't you have to do something else?
First of all, I also went to the movies this weekend, and it was not early enough. And I'm very mad about it. You won't believe what time I went to the movies. It was late.
Did you fall asleep? Because, you know, if it's too early or too late, you got to kind of go in the middle.
You do. Right in the middle. Warm porridge.
I didn't prefer the time that I went.
Okay.
Although the movie is excellent. I want you to guess what time I went. That I hate.
That it was late to you?
For a movie.
I mean, they have movies till like 1 a.m., I feel like.
Yeah, they do.
Literally,
it was not that.
If it was a Would You Rather Wednesday, would you rather go to a matinee or a movie at like 6, 7, 8?
6, 7? No, I would never go to a 6 or 7
o'clock
movie.
You have to go
movie.
Later.
That's way
just so
too
early.
Late.
I would pick 8.
Okay, so what time was Jen's late movie?
So late. Ruined my day.
Let's think together on this one. That's next. You have a guest producer, Stevie, on what was the late show for it's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, when Jen went to a movie over the weekend?
Later than usual, yes.
Later than usual.
Yes,
what is
over
usual
the weekend.
Would you consider? Before
I
we
like consider? A nice 10 in the morning film. I do.
Well, see, when she says late, my mind immediately goes to like a 7:10.
That's what I'm saying.
But I
Roll
feel like
out.
To her, late's going to be like 4.
Yeah.
No.
Which doesn't
I'm going to say
sense.
Late is 2 p.m. I don't know what late. Mm-hmm. What do you have a guess? Is it, you think 4? You think later? I don't know.
I mean, it should be 7.
Okay.
That
okay.
should be considered late.
That should be.
Tim, you know me well. It was 1:40. And
that's
oh,
a matinee.
How do you do
that's
it?
That's a matinee.
That is
so
a matinee. It's still
count.
The realm. That's a good call, Steve.
I love matinees. My son had baseball pictures at noon on Sunday. Don't even get me started. So that pushed, so I couldn't go early because it would roll right into the photos. So I had to go to 1:40 movie.
That's still early.
That is the mid chunk of my day.
Still.
Like that is my afternoon. Like I want to be doing other stuff, but I had to see Michael. I haven't seen it yet. And I just, real quick, if you haven't, go see it. It is amazing. I didn't want to leave the theater. I cried. It's so, 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 so good.
If you would have went at like 7, like I said, then you still would have had your whole day. And you would have just ended it off.
That's fair. But then I don't have my evenings. Then I'm coming home. How
your
late? The movie
the
is
movie.
Like 2 hours
That's
and 10
your
minutes.
Evening.
I don't want to spend my evening there. It's late.
And she drags Nate to these things.
Oh, yeah.
I never hear more from Nate than I do when he's got to go to a 9 a.m. movie at Phoenix Theater.
First
Why
all,
are you open at 9 a.m.?
Nate is delighted about that. Second of all, it turns
delighted
out.
Delighted about what?
Going to.
He
well,
is not he delighted about going to those movies. But,
yes, he is. And I will say this, when you go at 1:40 compared to 10 a.m., there are a lot more people there.
There are a lot more people.
There was.
They're awake. They have had their coffee. They've gone through some type of normal routine. 9 a.m.
They were like holding them back behind the ticket part. And I think it was the Mandalorian people. Like they wouldn't let them in until like a certain time.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
even
yeah.
know why. I was like, wow. It's probably because they're trying to like keep the traffic flow.
So the final question for me, because we need to get to Trump Tui, is will you go to another matinee?
I like it because it's cheaper, but probably not.
Probably not.
What if it
That's the takeaway.
What if it were 11? What if it were 140?
I would do a 140, but I don't think I would do a 1040 again.
Would never in her life do a 1040 again.
Nancy would never in her life. She
that
she
is
doesn't
the impact.
Think she would. What's the
I would
earliest?
Not pick that time.
What is
no.
the earliest you would go?
140.
140, the earliest time that
I
a normal
like
human would go to the movies.
You would go 130.
I prefer an evening movie. Feels yeah. right.
Evening, exactly. It's got to be dark out or close to
yes.
it. Sun's got to be on its way down.
I couldn't disagree more. Travis Kelce making a major move in Cleveland sport. You think he'll move here with Taylor Swift? Wouldn't that be amazing?
I think maybe he wanted to be part owner of their Cavs and they went to the game. Taylor's like, honey, I think we might want to go next door.
Well, let's...
Okay, that's You're on 60... fire today. You a... are on fire today.
You really are. That's in 60 seconds. It's 60 degrees in Eastlake, today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Travis Kelce has bought a minority stake in the Cleveland Guardian, saying, quote, I have so much love for this city. I credit every good thing in my life to Cleveland. Remember when they were in Sugar Land Falls? Do you think they bought that house? Maybe that's why. Maybe this was all in the works the whole time. They say more details will be released soon. Definitely not them buying a house, though. Yep, you're seeing clouds of bugs near the lake. Midges, back, some swarms even showing up on weather radar. And, of course, we want you to share your midge sightings and midge moments with us so we can create our midge map. So let us know. And the Scripps National Spelling Bee happening this week in Washington, D.C. More than 240 young spellers from around the world competing for the championship, including 15 regional standouts here in Ohio. Students from Mentor, Akron, Canton, and Elyria. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.